Well, our next guest is the founder and president of Catholic Athletes for Christ and is a Washington, D.C. based attorney and former general counsel of the General Services Administration. He served as a lay baseball chaplain for 8 years. Ray McKenna, welcome to Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're so grateful, and our colleague here that does the sports is also a baseball, softball fan, so, you know, you two could talk about things, but no, you can't. Tell us first about Catholic Athletes for Christ.
Catholic Athletes for Christ is a Catholic sports ministry, the first, maybe the only of its kind. It'll be around, Lord willing, 10 years in March of next year. And we work very closely with the Vatican Office of Sports, which was created by the late St. John Paul II shortly before he died in 2004 or 2005, I believe. And we work at all levels of sports to serve Catholic athletes by allowing them to practice the faith, most specifically receive the sacraments, and also to go out and evangelize to share the faith. So that's, in a nutshell, who we are, and our most recent initiative is at the high school level to have chapters. We have chapters now at over 150 schools across the country.
Well, I was going to ask you what moved you to found Catholic Athletes for Christ, but I would say the name was John Paul II.
Exactly. I think we felt the inspiration, you know, specifically the call to evangelize the world of sports. And my background had been, as you mentioned, in sports ministry for over 25 years. And I really felt there was a void, a need for an explicit Catholic ministry to supplement the many, you know, well-established, well-founded, well-intentioned Protestant evangelical sports ministries.
Well, Ray, this is Mark, and you were a participant in Rome at the Vatican's first ever sports conference in 2005. I think you mentioned that, but what progress has been made in the last 10 years since that conference?
I would say a whole lot. In fact, I was privileged to just be back in Rome at the most recent Vatican sports conference, which was this past May, and invited to speak on Catholic coaching from a Catholic perspective. And I think that in that time, what's happened is there's been, you know, an establishment of a Catholic presence in sports, which is a wonderful development. And then two, now I'd say the movement is developing, maturing, explaining. I'm a firm believer that if John Paul II had lived longer, he would have expounded more upon a theology of sports, much like he has the theology of the body. There are some of his writings that we use that are helpful, but we're working on that, kind of craft that, expound on that.
We're visiting with Ray McKenna, the founder and president of Catholic Athletes for Christ. And Ray, you are one of the profiles in Trent Beatty's new book, Fit for Heaven. What can you share about this book with our listeners and tell us about your story?
Absolutely. Well, Trent is a good friend, and it's a wonderful book that I commend to all your listeners and everyone. It's taken from his articles from the National Catholic Register, and all of them are about athletes and coaches who are Catholic and how they practice their faith. Specifically, you know, some really top-name Catholic athletes like Mike Sweeney and Jeff Supon, I think Jack Del Rio, and great names in the Catholic sports area. And it's what's wonderful about the book and about Trent's approach is that it asks the athletes or the coaches, you know, why Catholicism is important to them. And they haven't been asked that, for a long time. So it prompts some really thoughtful, interesting, and great examples that are a wonderful witness to all Catholics who love sports, especially those who are the young Catholics who love sports.
So, Ray, what is why is Catholicism important for you?
I hope it's the foundation of my life. We have my wife and I have 7 children. We live in Alexandria, Virginia, we try to, teach our children that relying on Christ and His Church is the most important thing that that they need to build their lives upon, and we hope that we're examples and witnesses of that. I know I was privileged by my parents to be born and raised in the Catholic faith, but for many years I didn't fully appreciate or understand, shame on me, the beauty and the richness and the depth of the faith. So we love it, and I can't imagine what lies. It's hard enough to get by in today's world with all the challenges. Without faith, I can't imagine how anybody does that. But it's really, Jesus really is the rock, and it needs to be the rock of everybody's foundation, everybody's life.
Once again, our guest is Ray McKenna. He's the founder and president of Catholic Athletes for Christ, and he's featured in Trent Beatty's new book, Fit for Heaven. And Ray, I got to ask you, what's the feedback from this book and from your experience? What's some of the feedback you've had, maybe positive and negative? And maybe is there a book two coming out, you think?
Well, I think there may be. Trent's working on it. I think the feedback's been very positive. If there's any negativity at all, I guess the negativity we've received is that, you know, as I mentioned or alluded to at least in the opening, there hasn't been a Catholic presence explicitly. There's been implicitly, but explicitly in the world of sports. And there was a real void to be filled, but consequently that void has been filled by organizations such as the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Athletes in Action, Baseball Chapel, and while they do a good job, they don't understand or appreciate or sometimes even welcome or a Catholic presence there, and we think, you know, and I know bishops on our board and are very hard-fest that there needs to be a Catholic witness. One of our bishops, Bishop John Barris, who's the ordinary of Allentown, Pennsylvania, has said that we as the Catholic Church are about 100 years behind where we need to be in Catholic sports ministry. And I think that's an accurate statement.
You know, this is Monsignor Beeson, Ray. Pope Francis certainly has been put soccer on the out there.
Absolutely. In fact, you should probably are aware, Monsignor, you know, last September, he had a special soccer match that he organized in Rome with players, both Catholic and non-Catholic players, and sometimes even non-believing players, to promote world peace. And it's one of the great, you know, things about sports. I think we can all point to examples that we've seen in our lives or we've read about where great brotherhood and faithful, you know, relationships develop in the world of sports through athletics from people who otherwise, for whatever, you know, their religious, racial, whatever, ethnic differences, would not be in communication.
It was a beautiful example.
Well, Ray, thank you so much for joining us, Ray McKenna.
Your efforts.
Thank you. Ray's story is featured in Trent Beatty's new book, Fit for Heaven, and is available from dynamiccatholic.com. And would make a great present for Christmas present for young or seasoned athletes.
When she said season, Ray, she looked at me.
She was thinking me.
I don't know why she did that.
Check out dynamiccatholic.com. You know, they have great deals for parishes that want to offer these books for a group of people. So, wonderful. Ray, thank you so much for being with us
today. My pleasure. Have a great Labor Day weekend, all of you.
Bye. You as well.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.